Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Jizz Talking for a Sunday. We have our good friend Valentina Fox is with us, and boy, oh boy, you really light up the room.
I'm happy to be here.
I tell you what, I saw that Tanya sent your information over, and I did a little looking, and I thought, oh my goodness. So anyway, we're really, really glad to have you here. Why don't we just start off and talk a little bit about your history and how you got started, when you got started, and what we're up to.
So I'm a financial dominatrix and femdom content creator. So I'm primarily online. I'm known for my clips. I'm really into like mesmerizing, mind fucking. Do you know what gooning is?
No, but I hope you'll tell us.
Yeah, so gooning is kind of like the new trend in like the porn world. It's basically like extended edging. So like edging, but for hours and hours on end. So I make a lot of gooning content. I just passed my 5-year anniversary. So I've been doing it for about 5 years. I started in New York. And I got into it. I actually was a makeup artist for a while in New York, and I worked on a lot of sets with a lot of porn stars, providers, and professional dominatrixes. So I kind of got introduced to the industry through makeup, actually. Especially the dom stuff really resonated.
Does that take a special gift?
To be a dom?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and makeup too, yeah.
I think, yeah. And I think a lot of people, especially online, because it kind of has become a trend in the past few years, like they think that they can just like say lines or like kind of act dominant, but I don't think anybody can be a dom. I think you have to have a very specific personality and a specific way of talking to people and being able to read people very well. And then obviously like huge on like just understanding what someone's looking for.
Yeah, I don't think that around our house, I don't think that we would cut that. I mean, this morning my wife says, would you like an English muffin? No, that's not. I don't think that's. No, no.
Yeah.
Eat this fucking muffin. You know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do that. So, anyway, but it's great to have you along. I'm just so excited. Now you're on Twitter, of course, at I Need Valentina. It's a
yes.
Twitter handle, and you do the Loyal Fans thing. How long have you been doing Loyal Fans?
I think probably 3.5 years now. I really love Loyal Fans. I go live on Loyal Fans quite a bit, which I love that they have that option and they have more of an explore page than some of the other fan sites.
Okay. And at Loyal Fans, you're at Valentina Fox there, loyalfans.com/Valentina Fox. So, hey, don't forget, next week, our guest is going to be Mr. Marcus. Now, I have been a fan of Mr. Marcus forever. I've got a good Mr. Marcus story that I got to tell next week. And it blows me away, but everybody else is going to say, who gives a fuck? But anyway, I have a good Mr. Marcus story, and I can't wait to talk to him next week. He'll be our Easter present. He'll be our big Easter egg next week. So that's what we have to look forward to. Anyway, James is with us. James, go ahead. Question for Valentina Fox.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Valentina, wonderful to see you.
Hi.
You are very, very lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. you work for a Loyal Fans, y'all. You do content for Loyal Fans. Was that right after? Was that during the COVID pandemic that you started that?
I was a content creator before COVID, but I think I switched over around that time. I was still on OnlyFans at the time, but I switched over primarily to Loyal Fans.
I find Loyal Fans to be better than
It's really nice that there's that explore page and that people are always live and there's always someone new or
Do you do a lot of custom content?
Yep, I do a lot of custom clips.
Okay, so what's one of the wildest things that you've been asked to do that you can say, that you can talk about?
The wildest thing I've been asked to do that I did not do someone wanted me to crush hissing cockroaches with my feet. Yeah, I don't have access to Hissing Cockroaches and didn't really want them in my house, but
Wow. Sometimes it could get crazy. All right.
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful to meet you.
Nice to meet
All
you.
right. Appreciate that. Hey, Lorenzo's in the house, and Lorenzo's going to have a question for Valentina Fox.
Valentina Fox, nice to meet you.
Me too.
Let me ask you, I've been involved in the BDSM world, I guess, about 45 years now, and there's protocols that have changed from back then to now. Is this a lifestyle for you, or do you do what you do for the content? And also, I saw some of the enjoyment in your eyes while you were doing some of your sessions. Is there something that you favor in the impact play that you do?
Yes. So I'm not I do have some lifestyle subs, so I guess I would say both. I do mostly content creation, but I have picked up a few subs over the years that have become my lifestyle subs in LA, and they serve me in person, and we kind of have more of a female-led relationship. They still pay me, but it's definitely gotten a lot more personal than my work stuff. An impact play, yeah, I definitely love sessioning with subs. I love pain. I have a sub who's really into the shock collar. I love the shock collar. I also love ball busting. Those would probably be my two favorite, especially ball busting.
All right. Is there a favorite tool that you like using? I saw you with the flogger, but is there a favorite that you have?
Like the flogger, I can't remember what they're called right now, but the little ones that are like a tiny little thin stick, and then they have like a lollipop looking thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? You can flick either end of
You
those.
got your crops. You have like crops that you use like that.
Yeah, I have crops as well. But I love those little stingers.
Okay. Well, yeah, very nice content and much success to you in all that you do.
Thank you.
Let's get back to this ball busting situation on here. What exactly, how do you define that as what do you do with that?
Kicking them in the balls. So
Oh, okay. Because I've had my balls busted before, but it's usually by, the neighbor about me blowing the lawn clippings on the yard,
Yeah, this is a little more intense. So usually they'll get on their knees in front of me on their hands and knees, and I'll go behind them and sometimes give them a countdown, sometimes not, and then yeah, kick them right in the balls.
Yeah, I saw that firsthand at Exotica in Denver in 2017. I kept hearing these people going 3, 2, 1, and then some girl going hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. And it looked like they had the kicker from the Patriots on there going for it. I think the guy eyes rolled back in his head, and he let multiple girls do it. I was like, oh man, no, So anyway,
Really love it.
I don't suppose I would. Eric, do you think you'd like to be kicked real hard in the balls? Eric, would you want to be kicked real hard in the balls?
No.
Eric's idea of dominatrix is make me a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah. Well, the Lord did learn it like professional wrestling matches. Okay.
Question for Valentina, Eric.
Oh, not too much. Just saying hi, seeing how it is out there anyway there. So I don't know what else to would say.
She's an
So basically you just
LA
do, no, not much.
girl. She's an LA girl, so you may run into her. Just you may wear those sharp-toed shoes.
Yeah.
I like to wear those steel-toed, like they work in the wearing the factories, and get hit in the nads with those. Richard Pacheco is with us. Richard, are you on the short list to get kicked in the balls?
No, thank you.
Oh.
I was an actor in the 70s and the 80s, and I did heterosexual porn. And I remember early in my career, I was matched up with Serena. Serena was a big star, and she was Jamie Gillis's, who was a giant star, girlfriend. And the two of them indulged in heavy S&M play. all of which was foreign to me. I mean, I'm a stranger in a strange land when it comes to that. And so in the scene, I was supposed to spank Serena. and I live in Berkeley. And Berkeley in the 70s was filled with women's liberation. Mm-hmm. And there weren't too many guys spanking too many girls in Berkeley. They went the other way a lot, but there was just some, so I didn't even know what to do. I turned into Jerry Lewis. I don't know if you remember Jerry Lewis, the comedian, because he got, I didn't know, they lady, and I started just doing comedy and pity pat, because I knew this was not going to play really well with the home team where I live. But, you know, I tried it, and we got through it. And what you learn, or what I've learned, and we talk to each other, especially on this show, where we're such a huge range of sexual desires and behaviors, is that's the world. No matter, it was, I think it was Wojciechowicz on Barney Miller. This was on a television show in the 70s, who said, they were in New York City, and he said, no matter what it is, somebody will do it, and somebody will sleep with it.
Yep.
And hello, Earth. And you're a stunningly beautiful woman. And I'm sure you're very successful wherever you put yourself. So I'm here to learn. The floor is yours.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to swing things over to Charles. Charles,
what's going
on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, I spent all weekend at a sports card show at the Cow Palace, so I am exhausted. Thank you for joining us, Valentina. I remember seeing you, I think, and I'm not 100% sure, but you were on a magazine cover, correct?
Oh, yeah, for Petite Mort.
Yeah, I vaguely recall that.
So, oh, nice.
So I wanted to ask you, do you go to Exotica, and do you do Exoticas and do autograph signings as well?
I haven't done an Exotica yet. I've done ABN, XBiz, and DomCon, but I definitely want to go to Exotica Miami. That would be the one I would do.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sorry we're not going to see you in Chicago then.
Yeah.
Because that's coming up too, but Chicago's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to make a trip to Chicago.
I do have a question that I'm curious about, if you haven't already answered it for someone. How did you discover this facet of yourself?
Well, so I moved to New York when I was 18. I was, like I said, kind of around sex workers through my makeup job. And I was also just, you know, 18 and exploring my own sexual interests and everything. I had a guy friend from high school, actually, we were friends like all through high school. He was more of kind of like a simp for me, though. Like, he was always friend zoned. He was always interested in me. I would always reject him. He was just always wanted to be around me, would do things for me. His friends kind of like teased him about it. And after high school, we stayed friends. We would go out sometimes and get dinner and everything and just talk. And I found the FinDom community online actually in 2016. And I remember showing it to him at dinner and being like, oh my God, this is really crazy. Like, these girls are like just bullying men, and like, they're so good at it and they're making so much money. Like, I could do this. Like, I do this to you already. and he just kind of like laughed. He played it off. He didn't really seem like too interested in it. He was just like, oh yeah, you could. And then we just, you know, continued. And then I moved back to New York because I was in D.C. for about a year. I moved back to New York. And then he started messaging me. He started asking if he could buy videos of me laughing at him, like 10-second Snapchat videos. And then it escalated to he wanted me to laugh at him wearing outfits or doing certain things. He was into sissification, so we played for about like 6 months, and it just kept getting more and more intense. And I really enjoyed it. He was really enjoying it. And he was the one actually who pushed me to get onto Twitter and to like expand and get more subs. But yeah, it was actually a high school friend.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. And he'd probably say, I'd like a commission, but that's okay. You don't have to pay me.
Yeah.
So you do, like, did I catch you say financial bullying too?
Yeah, financial domination. So that was like the original community that I stumbled across, which is just a niche inside of femdom, female domination. So financial domination is just people who like having their finances controlled, or maybe have a fantasy of being financially ruined, or just used financially.
Huh, interesting. The wife controls all that, or I'd be broke. she handles the money.
Yeah, she's your fin dom.
Yeah, there you go. And she'll also make me an English muffin. Mm-hmm. Rebecca is with us. Rebecca, how are you doing today, sitting there in the dark?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
What are you into any of this sort of stuff, Rebecca? Are you going to kick anybody in the balls or make fun of the heck, or what are you doing?
I would have a good time kicking someone in the balls if they wanted to pay me for it. Absolutely. Like, bring it on. You want to pay me to kick you in the balls? Oh, shoot. Yeah, any day. Yeah. Whatever day you want. You just go ahead and bend down, buddy. I got you, baby. You know what I mean? But you want me to beat you? Oh, you want me to take care of your finances? I'm your girl. I got to understand you, boo. I understand you. It's very nice to meet you, and you are stunningly gorgeous.
You, thank you. You as well. I love a girl who loves ball busting.
I probably, like, I was giggling over here going, really? Well, they're gonna pay me to do that. Yeah, oh, absolutely. This is a great plan. I'm totally looking into this later. That's terrible. But my question for you is, out of everything you've done since you've been in the industry, what's the funnest or most exciting thing you've ever done or seen, or your favorite person that you filmed with, you know, something like that?
Oh, yeah. That's hard. I'm probably actually working with the magazine that Charles mentioned. Because I am a makeup artist as well, so I worked with them for 5 seasons, I think. So I was the cover of one of their magazines, and then I worked with them on like dozens of different shoots, and I got to meet a ton of different like porn stars, providers, like a bunch of different people in the industry. And it was really cool meeting people that way, and kind of like a little bit more personal than meeting them somewhere like AVN or XBiz.
Because you're able to talk more than like 3 seconds before the next person's in line. So. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, I've definitely enjoyed that. Also I have a sub who has been with me for 4.5 years now, so almost my entire career. And that relationship also has been really rewarding, and building that and pushing his limits.
And the giggle says you enjoy that a lot.
Yes.
Actually, I was kind of interested in the gooning. Is that what you called it? Mm-hmm. I'd not heard the term before. And so what is it? They just never get to go? Like,
yeah. So it's kind of, it's like I said, like extreme edging. So they'll go for like hours. Like, I actually had someone message me yesterday and told me that they just gooned the longest they've ever gooned. They gooned for 32 hours straight.
Ooh. So nope, not today, Satan.
So it's like extremely intense. They'll usually like go into like a dark room or like a closet or something like that. We call them like goon caves. They'll set up like all their screens in the room. So one of my like biggest gooners, I think he has 26 screens in his goon cave. So he'll have porn playing from like every monitor, and then he'll have some of my videos playing from different monitors. So it's just really overstimulating. And then he's edging himself like dozens of times over that amount of time. So it's just really intense and gets them in kind of a like meditative, hypnotic kind of state after so long.
I can't imagine going 32 hours of like, no, after 5 minutes I'm pissed, which is probably why I'm better at being dumb, you know what I mean? But like 32 hours, nope, never going to happen. Yeah. But you know what? It sounds fun to do to someone else, you know?
Yeah, it is. I really like stuff like that. I was like very interested in like MK Ultra and stuff. Like when I first got into my videos and the idea of them like strapping someone down to a bed for like 72 hours and playing the same audios on repeat.
Oh, God. That really does sound like my email on Monday morning when it keeps saying, you've got mail. And then that's my routine for an hour on Monday morning. But
yeah, just over and over for 72 hours, imagine.
Oh, that would suck. I'd just probably lose it after hearing one time of Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers. So that's the purpose of our show is exploring these new ideas that you just don't seem to hear at the coffee shop and every day.
Yeah. The big world.
Yeah. And that's why, that's kind of why Richard comes along and he wants to find out some new cool stuff. I'm always interested in that. And it's just, I have people that email me that say, I'd like to be on your show. And then they don't really back it up with anything that they can talk about. And I'm glad that, Tanya kind of looks out for you with the
thing. Tanya's great.
And that's just great because she's never failed me on a guest yet. And that's just so. But anyway, let's go back to James. Maybe James wants to get 28 screens and he can goon for a little bit.
No. I've heard of the term being, I'm a reviewer, so. Mm-hmm. And I know, and I keep up with a lot of the stars, and they, and I've heard of, and it's not anything that I'm interested in, honestly. But now I have heard about edging, and edging is rather pleasurable. But that's mm-hmm. about all that I could say about that. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything else to ask, really. I just want to say I'm fascinated, like Patrick is saying. Yes. I'm fascinated by getting to know about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really my world, but I'm very interested in it. I appreciate you being here.
Nice. Thank you.
I found the video. I was silly enough when I heard this 3, 2, 1, and I thought I'm going to record that. So anyway, I found, if I can play it here. I've got it called ball busting. So naturally that's what it's going to be called. We'll see if this plays for everybody, and we'll see if everybody can see this. Everybody see that?
No.
Well, I can see the folder screen, but not the video.
Your grid, yeah.
Okay, let me get back here. We can see the folder screen, but we can't see this. Okay. Let me see if I can. Okay, here we go. Everybody see that girl on the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, here we go. And catch their laughing, too, if you can hear the laughing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
She's so proud.
Yeah, she is. The other girl looked like she enjoyed that, too.
Okay, here comes...
For
the Patriots.
More?
Oh, this guy's definitely so happy, too.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one.
She is. Serious of a heart attack there.
I love his t-shirt.
I didn't even read his t-shirt.
It said, we'll regret this in the morning.
Yeah, I bet he'll be bruised up in the morning.
Yeah, I bet he'll feel that in the next day.
Yeah, that will be interesting in the morning. I see my buddy Jay-Z is on. He needs to have a swift kick to the balls once in a while, but... Oh, Jay-Z is a good guy. So, Valentina, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? What's all this going to culminate to?
That's a good question. I would like to have my own production studio eventually and help other creators up their quality and, maybe even owning a studio so I can have photo shoots and yeah, my own productions.
Okay. And who else? Do you just basically work solo on your own? Do you do collaborations with others? How do you do all that?
Yeah, most of my clips are on my own, but I do collaborate with other DOMs and make clips with other DOMs. And I have a few clips with my subs as well, but mostly me.
How do people apply for this? I mean, they say, I find a Google search, or they find somebody, or they know somebody who knows a friend, and they say Valentina's the one. And how do they find you?
I think a few different ways. I have a Pornhub channel. I definitely get a lot of new people from there. Social media, Loyal Fans is great for that because, like I said, I live stream pretty often there. So people will find me from my live streams and just my clips. I have almost 600 clips at this point. So, yeah, a lot of people will just see one of my clips or buy one or two clips, and then they end up really liking me and my style of domination. And so then they reach out. I have a website, ineedvalentina.com, and that has like all my contact forms and everything like that. But yeah, usually I would say my clips are like the number one way people find me and know me from.
Okay. How long are those clips usually? Like 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hour, what?
Probably on average, like 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. Do you record right in that room? Because you've got like a little neat little studio going on there.
I have a bunch of clips that I've recorded on this little couch. I do a lot of green screen content too. So kind of going hand in hand with the gooning stuff. I do lots of like kind of trippy effects and like psychedelic type backgrounds and like binaural beats and different frequencies and making it like even more intense. So I have some clips like that. And then I have some normal ones of me just kind of, you know, on the couch and less editing and, or on the bed.
I think a green screen with like bugs and maggots behind you would be interesting. I wouldn't even do that if that was on Fear Factor. That would be.
Oh God.
Tough. Anyway, Lorenzo's back with us. Lorenzo, a follow-up question for Valentina Fox.
Yeah. I got, I think, two questions for, I know you're serious in what you're doing, which is good. Do you have a mentor? Because there's a lot of fakeness and, you know, in the BDSM communities, and everyone's a dom. I call them Amazon doms. Everybody's a dom, you know. But is there a mentor that can help you and guide you in your continued learning in what you do?
First question. I've had a dom as a mentor in the past for a bit. And that was really helpful, not just like with my career, but also just like mindset stuff, just like kind of overall coaching, which was really helpful. Now I don't have a specific mentor, but I do take a lot of classes pretty often. Like I always like to hear other people's perspectives or what works for other DOMs. I'm taking a lot of classes. I love Alexander Snow's classes. She just started like, I think it's like a 300-hour course that she just put out, which is pretty awesome.
Well, I would say definitely you'd never stop your education, because it's you will never learn everything, and it's always changing like that. Back in the day, we just called extreme things like sensory deprivation with, you know, forced orgasm or denied and things like that. Have you had many female clients also in your gooning and all that?
Yeah, I have a few. I definitely market mostly to men, so I do mainly get men, but I have a few fem subs, and I actually have a few couples that I play with too, which is really fun.
All right, and the last question. I was in New York, where you can do a lot of this and have a big market.
Yeah.
But now I'm in D.C. also, where it's very limited on what you can do. On your time in D.C., did you engage in this activity? There's only a few places in D.C. that you can get away with that.
Yeah, I'm actually from the DC area, so I know quite a few people around there that are into it. But yeah, there's not very many play spaces there, like in LA and New York, like you said. Yeah, there's so many. I think most of the things I did in DC were more like private type of thing, rather than like an actual play.
That's good.
Yeah.
Who are people that you like to watch? I don't know if you like to do this on the other end of things, or who are some people that, and kind of going off what Lorenzo said about mentors, but not quite, who do you enjoy watching if you watch any of this stuff?
I definitely like a lot of like lesbian domination when I'm watching my own porn. But I also like some of the really big porn stars too. I love small hands. like kind of the more like mainstream stuff. But yeah, again, like Alexander Snow, the girl I said before, she makes some really great lesbian domination content. And I can find kind of random things too on like Clips for Sale. There's a lot of like fetish stuff on that website if you're familiar.
Yeah, I see that Small Hands is going to be at Exotica in Chicago. So I don't know. I'd have to check real quick if he's going to be in Florida or not. Miami. I'm going to be in Miami, so we'll get to meet there. And nice. I don't need to be kicked. That's for sure. I can get home if I feel like it.
That girl, Patrick, that was in your video is Ashley Fires from Clips of Sales. She used to be their main star, and she loves that kicking stuff. She loses her mind.
Wow. The one that was in the purple?
Yeah, that was on the mic that was organizing it. Clips for Sale, and you said she was having a ball watching it. Yeah, Ashley Fires.
Oh, that's funny. I recognize that name.
Yeah, they had a lady in there that had a whip, and she could make a crack the whip, and she could do all sorts of stuff. There was, it was my first exotic. I was like, oh my God, I got to take it all in. And,
some people are really masters with the whips.
Yeah, and then they do have Lorenzo. I always see the guy. He was there at Exotica for several years. He had like two whips that he could go at the same time and kind of a synchronized whipping type of thing. And
yeah, they kind of cut down a little bit on that, and now Bruce runs the dungeon, and so it was a little bit more tame than it was back then in Exotica. But there's some things that are incredible that I've seen in some places that you cannot even get in. I mean, you've got to be vetted, know somebody, the whole thing, for the real things. In fetish, that you'll never see again. It's an incredible lifestyle.
Well, I would say that ball busting thing, that opens up people for a little liability too, and nobody wants to open that up. I mean, now that two hotels have been sold out and they're going to number three, Chicago is just going to be wild this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rebecca's shaking her head. Yes, yes, yes. God, it will be. So there'll be a lot of people for you to talk to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, volunteer, you should definitely come. It's going to be so much fun. But, you can come to the ASN Awards in August, too. We'd love to have you.
Is that in Chicago as well?
It's actually going to be in the Poconos.
Oh, nice.
August 23rd through the 25th. Yeah, we'd love to have you.
That'd be very fun.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Hey, don't forget, next week, our guest on Easter Sunday will be Mr. Marcus. He'll be our Easter Bunny, and hopefully he'll have some good words. I like I said, I've been a fan of his for a long time, and I met him several times, and just a quiet, laid-back guy, but we're going to have a few stories. He's going to tell some stories, so can't wait for him to talk to us. Again, our guest today is Valentina Fox. You can find her on Twitter at INeedValentina, and her website, of course, the same name, INeedValentina.com. She's on the Loyal Fans, loyalfans.com/Valentina Fox. And so, really, I'm just curious, what are some limits? I mean, I see all this and we're kind of laughing and ha ha ha. What are some serious limits on some of this stuff?
It depends. Where do you draw the line? For me, it really depends, because especially with online, it's a little bit different, because obviously like online, like it's even easier to revoke consent. They can just stop responding, or they can hang up or whatever. There are some subs that I have definitely turned away because they, like, if it feels like they're using me as a form of like self-harm, like if I can tell they're not in a good place, emotionally, and then they're coming to me and they want a lot of pain, or they want to be like financially ruined. That would be kind of my like moral limit with that. And then, you know, I also get requests for like age play, race play. I don't do that. I don't do scat. And then I enjoy breath play, but that one is like another kind of tricky one.
Yeah. There's so many things that are where you have to draw the line based on your own morals, you might say, or, you know, whatever. I mean,
that's, yeah. And that's one of the things with sex work and with anyone in any part of sex work is like, you really have to know your own boundaries and like what you're comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with. And like be really firm on that.
All right. Well, I didn't scroll up far enough and I saw that Paulo was wanting to get in, and Paulo is from Peru. So Paulo, go ahead with a question for Valentina Fox.
Yes, Patrick. How are you?
Go ahead.
Valentina, how are you?
I'm good.
I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in the free time? Maybe write the books? Maybe
Yeah, I like to read. I have a dog. I spend a lot of time with my dog. I go to the beach a lot, go hiking a lot. I like to spend a lot of time outside. Yeah, a lot with my animals.
What's your dog's name?
Coco.
Coco. What breed of dog?
She's an Australian Shepherd Border Collie mix.
Oh, okay.
She has a lot of energy.
There you go. And you go outside and run laps with the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Just back to you. What have you learned so far from Valentina? Richard?
Who are you talking to? Me?
Yeah, you. Yeah. What have we learned so far about Valentina?
Well, the thing that is really impressive to me about you, how at home you are in your own skin. You display a maturity and an understanding, a competence, and a patience, which is extraordinary. I assume you're, 26, 27 years old? How old are you? Pardon?
27.
Wow. You're in an amazing place. I would love to see you at 47, who you turn into, how this grows and matures. Because, lady, you got the world by the ball, so to speak.
Okay. Let's go back up to Charles. And Charles, another question or comment for Valentina Fox.
Yeah, I learned from the video. I don't want to get kicked in the balls, but I never did. So that's, I'm good on that. I'm trying to think. I'm sorry. I'm like tired and zoning. And I'm trying to think if I had anything to ask you. How did you get your start in this, if I can ask? I'm not trying to be like personal or intrusive, or I'm just kind of curious of, you know, how you got into it in the first place.
Yeah, I found it. I found it through a high school. Well, I found it online, and then I found it. I knew that I would be good at it. I was dominating a friend of mine from high school, actually, who was always kind of like friend zoned guy.
Right. You mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of really through him, like I knew what it was from online, but I don't think I probably would have dived in 100% if I didn't play in my own personal life with it first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because just online, it can be like Lorenzo.
There's kind of a disconnection.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, there's a really big disconnection, and I think there aren't that very many people that are super educated about it in the online space.
Mm-hmm.
So I think definitely starting with a friend of mine and someone who I trusted and someone that really trusted me was a really great place for me to start.
Okay, I was kind of curious, and you know, I always kind of like to hear kind of the sort of bio story of how people get into the adult industry and kind of progress and move along, and, and whether they choose to stay or go or, you know, do whatever they want to do with like the rest of their lives, kind of. Mm-hmm. I just think it's kind of an interesting, you know.
Yeah.
In part because it's just uncommon and, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely a lot of people don't stick around with it. I loved it. I love the content creation aspect of it. I love getting to know my subs. I've always been really interested in psychology, so you know, learning about lots of different new fetishes and how different people think and the different things that people want has been really interesting.
Have you ever been in therapy?
Yeah, I'm in therapy now.
Good for you.
So, but thank you. Thank you again for like kind of teaching us about this like area and, you know, So appreciate that.
I do too.
What does a typical week look like for you with your booked with these things and either orders come in or do you have a set schedule of I'm online these times or how does that look for you? I mean, do you have time to plan your week or is it just
Here
it comes and we're doing it?
Yeah, different weeks are definitely different for me. I try to get into a schedule, but things just do kind of pop up. I usually film at least once a week, and then I go live like probably twice a week. And during my lives, I'm interacting obviously a lot with my fans. And then a lot of times I'll get custom requests while I'm on live or from new people while I'm on live. And then, you know, the next time I film, do that. Probably spend like 2 days a week editing. Because like I mentioned, some of my videos are pretty intense with the edits. So those take a bit longer. And then, yeah, doing interviews or events or meeting up with my subs in LA too, maybe once a week.
Okay. It's just a fascinating thing. I keep saying that, but it's just something we don't, you know, I can't remember the last time we've had a guest like this on. And, so it's just,
you've never had a guest like this on.
Yeah. I can't think that we've ever had one. So of course we're excited. We're just all giddy, but don't know what to ask and what we, can you tell us something about yourself that, maybe even some of your online people that you have in your page don't know, hobbies or secrets or anything that they wouldn't know?
I did martial arts for like 14 years and I'm a second degree black belt. So it comes in handy with the ball busting requests.
Yeah. Jesus, my God, you're going to chop their balls like a board.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Like, when you're doing that ball busting, do you actually kick them as hard as you can?
It depends on the sub. Some of them definitely can't handle it, or like older ones definitely can't handle it as hard. But some of my subs like really like I'll kick them pretty hard, and they're like, "No, harder, please, like harder." Like they like some of them are very very into pain and like have played very intensely with other people, so they kind of know what they can handle.
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, everybody's different on what they can tolerate or what turns them on or at that point where, okay, too much red.
It's just like a little, like I kind of just like tap a tiny bit with my heel, like just little kind of kicks. And then other guys, it's kind of like the video that he showed where you're like loading up and doing a big kick.
Well, that's why I asked, because, you know, thinking about it, I wouldn't think that most of them would be able to let you just like haul off and kick as hard as you can, but she looked like she was kicking pretty good. So I was like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely depends. I definitely have a lot of pain sluts that, like I said, when I kick them, they're like, harder, please, harder.
I think I could just go along with sitting in a closet for a weekend and just watching porn, but that'd be, you know, about all I could do. And as soon as we start talking about ball busting, Lorenzo pops his hand up on the screen. So anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Lorenzo.
No, with this dynamic, I know you're doing the Fin and Fendom, of course, and your sessions and all, but have you ever thought or maybe have a desire to one day have that 24/7 dom sub dynamic? That's not, you know, for the financial thing, but you know how what I'm talking about, that real dynamic of dom and sub life,
like a more romantic relationship, you mean?
Even if it could be romance in a way, it's more of a mind thing. Sometimes it's not even sex involved and all, but that that wouldn't encounter your financial part of it, you know, just a true dynamic.
Yeah.
Or, you know, dom sub dynamic like that.
I feel like that's kind of how the sub that I was saying I've had for 4.5 years, kind of what we've progressed to, because at this point he pays like he pays for my gym membership and like a Pilates membership. Like he pays some bills like that for me. But he doesn't like send anymore. Like he doesn't pay me directly for sessions. It's kind of him just covering bills. And then we have a 24/7 relationship. He's out of the country right now, but we almost moved in together at one point. Now we live like 30 minutes from each other. So when he's in town, he's over here like a few times a week, cleaning my apartment, running errands for me, you know, more like lifestyle serving. And he knows me very personally. But yeah, so it he does still pay, but like I said, it feels a little bit different because he's not paying me like for services anymore. Now he's kind of just for things in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that might come to play later on, you know, in your life. Like Richard Pachenko was saying, you have a mind for it and a willingness to learn and perfect your skills and all. And this is something, if you keep on progressing, you may consider doing, you know, at mm-hmm. some point in your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I like having subs in my life who want to be useful, even if they can't serve me financially, as long as they are like have that desire to please and want to be useful and make my life better.
Might I suggest if you need a mentor, that one you're talking to, he's mine. He's real good. He can keep you real calm. It's all good. Especially when you're real riled up. He's the bet. That voice right there just takes me all the way back down off my cliff. I highly recommend him.
Yeah, I definitely see that.
I just, for me, the part that I wouldn't understand would be like the how to describe this to the IRS and how to report any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But he's paying my Netflix. Now, how do I report that? And, you know, and well, that would be very confusing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm self-employed as well in my real job. And so you get hammered by the self-employment tax and then you do this and you do that. They don't take anything out. And so you pay estimates and whatever else. So is there a time that you say, okay, I have to take a week off and just step outside this and be you, not Valentina Fox?
Definitely. That's definitely something that I do struggle with, is just not scheduling myself breaks like that and not like kind of realizing in advance that I'm going to need a break. Like I just went to XBiz and AVN and I was nominated for awards at both this year. And so I did like signings at AVN. It was just a lot, just plus the travel, just also being in Vegas is super exhausting. And yeah, I definitely came home and I didn't really talk to anyone for like a week. And I just kind of needed that week to decompress. But yeah, that's something just kind of I'm working on actually scheduling myself breaks, so that way I'm not just like working myself up until the point of burnout.
Yeah, because that would be definitely a mental health thing that you'd want to make sure, you know, to me, if it was me, I'd have, you know, my main phone and then I just have a burner phone that I could turn off. And if a family member calls, they got my number. But yeah, if someone wants to be kicked in the balls, they can go to voicemail.
Yeah, it's hard because there's definitely always people trying to talk to me and always people trying to get my attention. Even like when I'm like on live and I'm like, okay, I need to probably get off and go to bed. And then they're like, please, please, like I'll pay more. Like, but it does become like, I need to go to bed. Like,
yeah, that would be just, and all the performers, I think at some point in time, Richard probably agree with you. Gotta just turn that switch off once in a while and just be yourself and not have the pressures of the world. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Richard, that it's just sometimes the adult star has to just decompress, turn the phone off and walk away for a little bit?
Well, I've never played that game 24/7, except when I was making a film. When I left the set, I went home. And I had a wife and kids. So I measured those two lives together and moved in and out of those worlds. And it's transitions. And there's problems along the way. Falling in love is not a good thing to the home team when you're playing with new people outside. And I don't know how that plays in your life. If you have Is marriage on your screen, children, or is that if it happens, it'll be later?
Yeah, I think if it happens, it'll be later.
Yeah, because that'll change the game. But you'll be ready for it when it happens. You know, I'm glad you mentioned the martial arts, because I think that really is a huge part of your confidence and your calmness and your ability to handle stress. That's a good factor to have in there.
And somebody's paying her spa membership.
Yeah, that helps too.
Yeah.
All right, Valentina, well, we're about ready to wrap things up. Hey, don't forget, we're at jizztalking.com. You can find us on Facebook at jizztalking. We have, of course, our Twitter is at jizztalking. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@jizztalking. Valentina, anything you want to wrap up with? Tell us a few things we don't know. Tell us, again, review your channels for us and just give us the 1 minute elevator pitch.
Yeah. So you can reach me at my Twitter at I Need Valentina. My website has a lot more information though. I have a blog on there and all my clips are on there. ineedvalentina.com. I'm pretty much always taking on new submissives for anyone who's listening to this and is interested. You just have to be respectful. I have a sub application on my website, just to get some info and what you're looking for. But yeah, I'm always looking for new subs, new people who are excited to be useful and serve me, or people that are looking to collaborate on content.
Wow, that sounds interesting. And that respecting, that goes a long ways too, because even though you're role-playing in some respects, nobody needs to be disrespected over any of this, and especially you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm glad you've got an application process out there, and you can find it on your website at ineedvalentina.com. So anyway, we sure appreciate you stopping by. It's always great to have some of Tanya's folks come by, and we always get a lot of information out of them. She keeps us right up to date. You don't miss a beat with her.
I wanted to say something before I go away.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I saw the show today. And I wanted to share the Sufis, who are really good for pithy, short wisdom. They have an expression that says, there wouldn't be so much counterfeit if there wasn't such a thing as real gold. And in the field you're in, there are so many people playing at it. Mm-hmm. And it's playing with fire, and they don't know the damage they're doing to themselves, to others. You're a breath of fresh air. Good luck and thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Richard wants to pay your Hulu subscription. Beck, go ahead.
I just have one more comment to make. Sure. I absolutely loved that you consider their mental health, and instead of it just being a money thing, I think that shows your integrity, because your thoughts there were, if they're not in a good headspace mentally, then I'm not just going to take their money. You know what I mean? And that's another note to throw out, that I think that shows a lot about you, saying that, you know, that you take that into consideration. And there are a lot of people within this industry that do, and there's a bad rep around it. And a lot of times there are girls just like you who are really doing it right. And so we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Now we all wrapped up now. Okay. Anyway, don't forget to check us out, www.jizztalking.com. We will have Mr. Marcus back with us next week, and we hope you're here too as well. See you next week.